Morphology is the study of how words are put together or shaped by using morphemes.
This is Word Root of the Day, brought to you by Membi.
Morphemes include prefixes, roots, and suffixes. Knowing the different morphemes in a word allows one to not only figure out its definition, but also determine whether it's a noun, verb, or adjective. The words morphology and morpheme both come from the Greek root word morph, meaning shape. Morphology is therefore the study of the shape words take, whereas morphemes are those building blocks which shape the word. Morphemes include affixes, which are primarily prefixes and suffixes. Prefixes are those affixes which begin a word, adding meaning to the root to which they are attached. The root is the primary part of a word. It always conveys the most meaning of a word. Suffixes are those affixes which end words. They can add meaning and usually determine the part of speech of a word, that is, whether the word is a noun, verb, adjective, or adverb. Let's take an in-depth look at the morphology of two words, inventor and convention. The morphemes of inventor include the prefix in, the root vent, and the suffix or. By putting together in, vent, or, the word inventor is formed. Since the prefix in here means on or upon, the root vent means come, and the suffix or means one who. So the meaning of inventor becomes one who comes upon something, or finds something, for the first time. The suffix or also indicates that inventor must be a noun. Let's take a second look at morphology. What word is formed from the following three morphemes? The prefix con, the root vent, and the suffix ion. You got it. It's convention. From the meanings of the three morphemes, we know that a convention is the act of coming together. We also know from the suffix that convention must be a noun. One fun word, anti-disestablishmentarianism, has 9 morphemes and includes 3 prefixes, anti, dis, and e, 1 root, stable, and 5 suffixes, ish, ment, ar, ion, and ism. Although anti-disestablishmentarianism might seem like a difficult word, once you parse it by analyzing its different morphemes, it's cut right down to size, making it easier to swallow. By figuring out the morphemes of words, they become transparent, their definitions easily remembered, and their parts of speech demystified.
If you're an educator, head over to membean.com to learn how membean can help your students develop word consciousness.